Hello and welcome to the 15th Manx Footy part of the 23-24 season. Today we're joined by Castan Giro, Danny Lane.
Hiya.
And Rob Tier.
Hiya.
As always, the Odin to Sam's Raven, Dave Norton.
Hi everyone.
Adam's back.
I'm back. Been a long time, I know.
Has it?
Yeah. Time flies.
How are you feeling this week? Good?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Match fit?
Of course, yeah.
Bit of warm weather training, you know.
Yeah, really, really warm in here, to be fair.
It's great. Oh, I'm worried about Dave. We might have to huddle around.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Just drink whiskey, I'll be all right.
Sam, you good?
Yeah.
I'm loving that jumper.
It's a goalkeeper-themed Christmas jumper.
How did you even search for that?
I got it when I left Barclays. It was like a leaving present.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. It's quite niche.
Oh, very niche.
Did you ask for it?
No, you don't ask for a leaving present. You just get given it.
Where's the goalkeeper
theme to it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so. It's
going to. Which you turn this way, yeah.
So if I go that way, it's got an elf wall on the back.
I'll get that held up at the end, like De Gea and that Moran picture. Yeah, not to show anymore.
It's a good point. You those probably quite relieved that Tom's not here this week. He's actually away. Well, we think he's in Gatwick, don't we?
Yeah, he's made it as far as the Gatwick Hilton, which is a bit upmarket for Tom.
Yeah, because he's meant to be on route to Amsterdam, so we might never see him again ever, anyway, to be fair. But yeah, so he's there. His plane was cancelled this afternoon. He reckons he's going tomorrow morning. I'm not confident.
It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, they're going sightseeing in London tomorrow.
Oh, God.
And then they plan to get the flight at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
It's not happening.
He's going to have to make that flight.
And he's going to see Ajax, isn't he, on Saturday night?
Yeah, he's going to do his
relegation fodder, Ajax. Oh, it's
still
11.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. So who are they playing on Saturday? Heracles or something like that?
I think it is, yeah.
We looked it up and we can't remember.
Yeah, well, there you go. Right, lads, that's enough talk about Kirby. Castletown, where should we start? Now, we talk about contenders the other week, didn't we, Dave? And Castletown were firmly in the mix, especially after you bumped into the Foxdale earlier, after their amazing away trip to Rycod that involved 6 pubs.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the pubs were first, lads? Because we had a guess. Can anyone remember it?
I can remember it.
Yeah.
Was it the Commie in Ramsey? Is that a pub?
Yeah, that's one, yeah.
Yep.
Trafalgar.
Yeah, 2.
Ginger Roll after that?
3.
Yeah, yeah. A bit blurry after that, yeah.
The Mitre.
4.
Then, I don't know if we went straight to the Baltic after that.
That's a stretch, that Mitre to Baltic.
We might have missed one there.
Yeah, maybe St John's, did you stop in St John's and Timwolf?
Did we?
No, we didn't.
But yeah,
the Mitre was nearly up on the bus.
But yeah, so they were talking a bit awkward, weren't they, Dave?
Oh yeah, they were in good form in the Baltic. It was a good night, actually.
But we talk about it being the best league in Europe, lads. Danny, I'm looking at the league table now. At the moment, there's top 4 separated by 8 points, but Michael have played a couple of games less than everyone else. It could really go anywhere, this one, couldn't it? I know you guys are going to say it's coming back to the stadium, but it could go anywhere, couldn't it?
I think Foxdale will win it. I think they'll go the whole way. They're just organised. I think I'm going to come back. I reckon I'll end up second. And then I don't know where it'll be from there.
Oh,
you're taking the pressure off yourselves there a little bit?
We'll just do our annual fall apart around January, February. I've done the last 2 years.
Andy's waiting for that to happen with Foxdale.
Always happens with Foxdale.
I don't think they will.
They look... Well, Sam, the curse of Chatwood is you seem to have struck.
Oh, I struck again, yeah, because we're not injured on Saturday.
So
I'm doing my best to derail Foxdale. So.
Actively discouraging you from going to Foxdale games, aren't they?
Yeah, he was disappointed when I turned up on Saturday. He was more annoyed about the Murray Cup semi final being called off than Tony Beckham was.
So, Dan, you reckon Foxdale and you said Onken. Rob, who do you think is going to go up this season then? Are you going to back yourself?
Yeah, I think we'll win the league.
Ooh.
Big shout.
And I think Foxdale.
Get it down, Adam.
I know, yeah.
Foxdale, second.
Fall off.
No. Oh, they're going to fall off.
They'll get third, I reckon, but I think Onken are the team to watch.
Michael, Liam Kane, you know, top marksman in Europe, isn't he, at the moment?
Conceded too many, yeah. I think.
They've lost too many games already as well, I think.
Adam ruled Colby out about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, he's making me look cool, isn't
it? Your absence from this podcast has led to a definite like, collapse in their form.
I know, yeah, it actually might be a thing, you know. I mean,
the podcast curse?
Yeah, that
must
be it.
We absolutely derailed Lexi's Premier League title charge.
However, the podcast curse is over now after last week. We had Peel and they won the semi-final,
fair.
So it's finally done.
But we didn't do it in here.
True. Oh, don't
you
do
went
that.
To Peel, didn't you? So
are you saying the pull you're going to be Castle Sands this weekend? Or?
Well,
I don't know.
Twenty off last
as a chance.
Yeah, stranger things have happened. So Onken, right? I can get a love from Onken. Obviously, your home parish, as Tom would say.
Yeah.
Sam, do you think they're in that mix? Tom Creer's back, obviously.
Yeah, Tom Creer's back. Yeah, Onken are decent. Yeah, they've got a good team. They've got a pretty good young team, good bit of bounce as well. So they could do it, but they've got a fair few games in hand as well, haven't they?
They've played nine, so they played not the least in the league. Adam's favourite team, Jim's, have only played seven. So they're about, yeah, they've got a game or two on most of their top four. So.
Yeah, so I reckon they'll be your top three or four. Yeah, I think Cole will be all out of it. I think it's them four now we're going to be between them.
I don't want to rake over the coals of last week, lads, but obviously Old Boys got the result last week. Are they not in that mix now? They seem that, I know they're sort of playing catch-up after a terrible start to the season, but on their day, as they've shown with you guys, they can beat anyone in that top four, can't they?
Yeah, they were organised Saturday, did what they needed to well, and obviously set pieces there. We've got to be one of the smallest teams in the island. Yeah, they just capitalised and great header, but I think they've left it too late to start picking up points.
Surprised you're here, Danny. I thought you'd still be in the centre back's pocket.
I didn't get enough game time to stay in anybody's pocket. I was subbed off.
I think that nicely leads us on to our questions this week, Dave. We've had absolutely loads, haven't we?
Yeah, I tell you what, though. Yeah, you guys have done very well. Rob, you've got off fairly lightly, Danny not so much.
I was expecting.
But the first one, actually, you did just mention about emptying pockets and all that. We had one in from Lee Gartland, and he asked, did Cardi get home safe after Pat emptied his pockets? I'm assuming he means Pat Burton, the Old Boys defender. So yeah, did Danny get home safe, Nathan get home safe after that?
I'm pretty sure that Pat gave away a penalty in the first half. That wasn't given.
Oh,
so. Yeah.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
We'll mention Nathan about that one.
Yeah.
Aidan Sansbury, question for both of you here, boys. So what was your best memory growing up in Manx football?
Playing for Colby, Danny.
Probably even Colby's got me the best. Don't know, to be fair. I had a big gap out of Manx footy when I was a young lad. Wasn't really the main sport I did, but just, I don't know what it is, to be fair. FA Cup run with Peel was good. Didn't actually end up playing in the final, but good run of games there, and then left there. That was probably the highlight, I'd say.
Is it junior football? Yeah,
he's got
any football.
Yeah, he's growing up, so
junior wasn't very good. I'd say making a cup final with the under 16s team,
yeah,
with a bunch of players that had hardly kicked a ball before. We just got them all together, and then somehow we got to a cup final.
Yeah. Cal Cup final was good as well. We got Cal Cup final, and we got, is it Paul Henry?
Yeah,
we got to that final as well. Obviously, bottled that late on, but yeah, it was good to get to two cup finals 2 years in a row. That was good with Castan, to be fair.
It was Cal Cup with Castan as well.
Yeah, lost it to Nathan Cardy.
I'm sure you don't let him forget that. Adam, you got the next question for the lads?
We've got Aaron Alcott's question here for Danny. It's a really, really intriguing one. I don't know what you got to say. What inspires you? Day in, day out, what makes you get out of bed in the morning?
It's a very broad question, this, Rohan.
Aaron Alcott's motivational message to the group chat.
Is that it, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Next question, Sam, do you want to take the next one?
I'll mix it up, I guess. Danny, how much ice cream do you consume in a week? That's come from Rory Jordan. And when can we expect you to retire from Manx Boy?
Ice cream one's a bit out of there. It depends how often we play pro clubs. Usually a tub of ice cream and a pro club session will do me rightly.
You don't worry about being frozen out, though.
Oh, dear me.
It's the festive season.
And retiring. Mid-20s, I'd say. So maybe 3 or 4 years.
I don't want to warn you, but I did that.
Yeah, Danny, play as long as you can.
I'd play on. As long as I can. So
you said football wasn't your main sport. What was when you grew up?
When I was younger, I did motocross, so I was every Sunday I was racing there. It was a bit more competitive than it is now, but up till I was 15, I did that. So that was the main sport I did, and then when I stopped doing that, then I took football more serious.
That was one of my questions, actually. Three things to rank, like, in your most important: CrossFit, motocross, or football?
Gotta be CrossFit for me.
CrossFit?
No, I'd more across CrossFit than football.
Oh,
football at the bottom. Yeah. Like, what's he even doing here?
We could rebrand it the CrossFit or Motocross podcast this week, can we?
Yeah, but no one would listen.
No one listens anyway.
Same question to you though, Rob, or any other sports that you do?
I did lots in school. I did rugby, cricket, basketball, badminton. So I did it all. I was good at table tennis.
did you guys play a lot of golf at Castle?
Yeah, I played golf.
No. Yeah, who's the best golfer in the changing room?
We're not talking club golf.
In the changing rooms, yeah. I'll be up there.
You reckon? What's your handicap?
I don't have a handicap. That's the problem. But Ash Stansbury, do you know him?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of room to swing a club in the changing room.
Yeah, thanks for not taking
the question. I reckon Alan convicts horrendous out.
Right, next question, Dave from Noah. Gory, sorry.
Yeah, Noah sent through three questions, actually. First one to you, Rob. He just asks, has your old man ever told you that you've played well?
Rare occasion, that one.
So we just got to confirm this is Tabs, is it? Yeah. The Castle Town legend.
Legend, players,
The odd occasion I get praised, but... More often than not, it's you can do better.
Yeah, I remember obviously I played rugby and my dad was a big rugby player and he seems to praise everyone else but me. So does your dad do the same? Yeah, that seems
well,
to
no,
be his
only praises Danny because he runs. No one else on the team gets praise but Danny.
It's the CrossFit coming out. What else did he ask?
Right, okay, second one is how important are people like Quinaldo, so Patty Quinney?
Previous podcast guest.
Legend. Yeah. And his stat book are in the upkeep of Max Footy. Now, I'm still campaigning for the stadium to get named after Patty, by the way. It definitely needs to happen.
His stat book is incredible.
Yeah. We were yesterday as well, to be fair. Yeah.
He's got stats from, is it 1901?
Oh, well, yeah, probably.
All the way up. And we were sat in the clubhouse last night watching the Liverpool game. And he's got match day programmes from 2007 out showing us it.
Has he had his annual run out in the combi yet?
Nope.
No.
It'll come, won't it? He tends to get one game a year in, doesn't he?
We've had bad numbers, to be fair. I'm surprised he's not being there.
And it's sort of... I saw a quote yesterday, you saw it, Sam, about Pep Guardiola praising Big Ange and his use of fullbacks.
He plays what?
Big Ange.
Right, I thought it said Gange.
No, Big Ange.
I thought you were talking about curfew again.
Big Ange.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his use of fullbacks as attacking thing. And I thought... I remember watching, I don't know why I was watching Castel Combi, but I remember...
You're a Combi footballer aficionado these days.
Yeah. He inverted wing-back, Adam, is it?
Yeah.
I think Ronaldo was in that role before it was
the
even...
The Trent role.
Yeah, I think Ronaldo pioneered it.
Wow.
I've said it here first, he'll confirm it probably. It's probably a stat, he probably has it written down, inverted wing-back. 2007 inverted wing-back.
Hopefully he'd be a centre-back. He's got that physique.
I think he just wants to play, doesn't he?
He's the striker.
For the Mets. Well, he might have been meant to be playing up front, but he was definitely...
He just wanted back.
That was tracking back before it was popular.
last goal.
You ask it if you want.
So Noah says, favourite goal for the Mighty Town. Danny, you've obviously bagged a few.
99% of the tappings. Scored a good goal against Union Mills in pre-season. Ribbon from about 30 yards. Which was a good day for Jed not to have his tire out. Here we are. I wish that wasn't filmed, but it's not, so...
But it means you can always embellish it, mate. You know, if it's on video, you can say it suddenly is 30 yards. But by the end of this podcast, it'll be 60 yards from the other arms.
Yeah. Were you playing or not?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Rob, it was a very good goal.
Was it? Your favourite goal?
Mine would have to be against Malou this year, where Jed actually nicknamed it Div 2. Like, what was it? Best ever Div 2 goal.
Nice. High praise. Did he do some commentary on it? Was it full on Jed commentary?
Is that a goal?
Oh, it's that one!
Is that one? It's the greatest commentary
ever.
It's like
one for your scrapbook.
Yeah,
it
is. Full
on, Drew. Great football leading up to it as well, and that sort of commentary just brings the level straight back down.
No, boost it up. In fact, it's so good, we're going to put it in here now.
Radcliffe onto Hinks. Hinks onto Shearer. Good play from Rob Tiert. Danny Lane to Tiert. Tiert's looking at teeing it up. And... Is that a goal? Is that a goal? Is that one for your scrapbook? Goal number three. Is that is that one for your bookmarks? Would you say that could be one for a bit of screen recording and a bit of sharing later on your social media? I think so. I think we've just captured an absolute belter. That's a team playing together. A team making space.
Yeah, any excuse to use that.
Yes. Talking of Jed, he has been on, hasn't he?
Yeah, the man, the myth. So he's wants to know, he asks how the club has gone from being on the brink of closing down to the position it's in now. So, yeah, you guys are very much on an upward curve, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Well, until last weekend.
It was 3 weeks after Colby's let them out down as well. Indeed, yeah. It was kept behind closed doors.
I think a lot of it's to do with Nigel. He's the treasurer, secretary, all of it. He's kind of built the club up.
So that's Sergeant McFarlane.
Yeah,
isn't it?
He's done a lot of good work. Patty's done a lot of good work. And yeah, we've got quite a good youth system coming through. So
there's a network of cast town clubs now, isn't there, as well? Stockport Town. Yeah, you know, there seems Stockport. To be one twinned in every county now. So you're sort of like adopting that city model of club ownership, but I like it. But yeah, you should say Nigel's unbelievable. And he's done the bar. You've had the bar and the changing rooms done up recently and stuff like that, and it seems to be all coming together. I show there was a picture shared last night everyone watching the game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that sort of facility is the envy of every club and probably most clubs in the island these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very rare that they've got a clubhouse.
And speaking of Jed, you've got your own dedicated
what was your thoughts when you went to Colby the other week and he pulled up on a flatbed truck?
I knew it was coming.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we turned up and I went out to warm up. I was first out and I seen him on top of the hedge in between the two pitches. So I went over and just asked, obviously, what are you doing, Jed? He goes, I just don't think it's sturdy enough for my tripod. So he said, I'm going to have to ring up Total Build and see if I can get the flatbed down here. And I just shook my head and walked away. And then it happened.
Does it add a layer of pressure? Because No,
I don't think so, personally.
Because it's literally streamed to tens of people,
isn't it? But you see, last week up at Michael for the Foxtel game, it was a bit old school because people were like listening to the commentary.
Yeah.
It
was really?
Like, it was proper like, what? Hey, old boys winning it.
How often does he recap the score? Because I'm presuming he's got the graphic, he probably doesn't.
Doesn't do it often, no, but has got it in the top left corner.
Yeah. And obviously it's great that you've got all those videos now. You've got a permanent Paul Hatton, which is the
good thing ever
itself,
thing. Yeah.
Do you ever try and hit the tower with the football in the warm-up?
I've tried it once and I spent about half an hour looking for the ball. It was after training, he wasn't in there, but I did try and land it in there and I was looking for the ball for about half an hour. So yeah, it's not
my one criticism of Jed's coverage. Turned up late to the Colby Castan game a few weeks ago.
Who's getting a flatbed, Adam?
I know. No.
I mean me,
because it was the most I'd done. And I turned up late and I looked at the stream to check the score and it said 2-0 Colby. And I was like, yes, get in there. But it was wrong. I couldn't believe it.
He's won that game though, didn't he?
3-0.
It
felt like a win.
Right, next question, Dave, from your pick for Division 2 Player of the Year this year.
Oh, James Cruz.
Yeah.
Oh, legend.
Why not?
The man with one hamstring.
Yeah.
It's a question for you, Danny. What's it like being the calming influence in Castletown's front three?
You know what? I don't know how, but I am the calmest out of the front three, and that is mind-blowing. It's weird going from usually being the hothead out the attack, but yeah, I've got to somehow calm Gail down, which is a task in itself.
And you Cardi's think he would have mellowed with age, wouldn't you? Because he played.
I think he has.
Do you think
he has?
Yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't like to see it 10 years ago.
Because he's played over 300 games now for Castellano.
Over 300 goals.
300 goals, sorry, and did he play anywhere else? Spell at Russian, like most of the Castellano players now?
I think it was heavily rumoured and stuff, and it gets brought up if, I don't know, I think it's Paddy Cooper likes to mention it when we play Malou, but I don't think it ever came out of anything.
He's a brilliant player.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah. And he's skipper this season.
Yeah.
But so that not calmed him down?
No, I think he has calmed down.
in that Colby game, he was on one.
He's only got one yellow card.
The game goes against us.
One?
Yeah.
He's got
one yellow card.
This season?
No, two. Tedesco gave them both.
Good old Esco.
Right, next question, Sam, are from someone we've already mentioned before, Paul Hatton.
Yeah, Hattie. Oh, it's quite good, actually. sorry, I'm so surprised. I just haven't read it. So, do you think promotion to the Premier League has been made tougher with challenges added to the squad? So, Chatwood back at Foxtel and Tom Crew at Onken.
I think Foxtel play worse football when they've got Chatwood.
Mm. I think they go a bit long.
Incredibly route one. I've never seen a team like it. I don't know how Andy Ball's got any leg left once he finishes taking goal kicks. But it's good for a striker because you don't need to press the fullbacks or anything. You know, they're never going to go short, so that's quite nice.
Yeah.
It seems to work for them at the moment as well.
Yeah. But yeah, it seems to be a flick on and then play from that. They're just good at what they do.
Mm. It does work between him and...
it does work a lot.
Charlie Harrison, Mozza to his mates.
Yeah.
As I've called him the wrong name for the past 2 weeks. it does seem to work between the three of them. Like, they do work quite well. And Onken, because have you seen a match from Tom Greer yet?
But he seems to be in Bilbao with the FC Arnhem squad, doesn't he? So
yeah, Leon Fox had quite a good season though.
Who, sorry?
Leon Fox.
Yeah,
he's a great player. Yeah. I think that's Union Mills legend Steve Fox.
Yeah, Steve Fox is good, yeah.
Who else? So we've got we're not mentioning Liam Kane. Well, I know he was signed last season, didn't he? But talk about him every week. He scored some
goals. Yeah, it is weird that none of us knew about what was going on at Michael
for
quite some time. But he scored again on Saturday. I thought Vox did quite a good job keeping quiet, to be fair.
Have you guys played Michael yet?
I don't think he's...
No. We played Michael.
Special.
He's a great goal scorer. Yeah. Ashley Egan kept him very quiet. He scored a penalty that...
It was never a penalty.
If you look at the footage, it's never a penalty. It's a ridiculous call, but...
what was the score against Michael?
It was 4-2 or 5-3.
To you?
Yeah, two goals in it. I think he's a great player, scores a hell of a lot of goals, but he's if you can get tight to him, then you can't keep him quiet.
You talk about Michael conceding goals, but is it not in Div 2 that you just need to score? Don't you? He can win the games 5-3. It doesn't really matter, does it? You need to score one more than the opponent.
I think we
scored a lot of goals last year, but we didn't go up there.
Yeah, I suppose, fair point, yeah.
We kept on scoring, but now we seem to... not score as much for some reason.
Sam is very... you're very impressed with Adam Kavig every time you see him. Safe hands.
I think he's quality keeper.
Best in Div 2, possibly.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, one of your coaches, without naming him, Mr. Palmer, has referred to him as possibly too good for Div 2.
Ooh.
I don't see as much of him now. He's not been down to training as often.
That's interesting.
Cold weather, he's stopped coming.
Oh, that's interesting.
So he's got his trackies down over his ankles. He might be able to make it.
I say, I'm good to see you then. We do have a second piece from the start, though.
Yeah.
So, Tannen been promoted twice and relegated twice this millennium, which is a weird way of phrasing it. If you just go up, how prepared do you think you are for the fight to stay up?
I think it'd be one hell of a pre-season. Don't think we're anywhere near as fit enough. But I reckon the lads would take on the challenge. Obviously, you've got massive, massive clubs there that you'd take some heavy defeats. It's just whether the lads can take on the chin and, you know, keep working hard. But I think if we went up, we'd survive.
Because you've got quite a young squad, haven't you? Do you think if you did go up, you'd have to bring in a few older heads? Because game management is even between Division 2 and the kind of like Premier League is a big thing, isn't it? You know, as you say, not letting the heads go when you go a few down and against teams that you won't be expected to lose to. So do you think that would be where you maybe have to add to the squad?
You'd expect like maybe some of the Russian players to come back if we go up.
Do you think?
Well, you'd hope so. But you never know.
So would you be this year looking at cup games and hoping to get a Premier League team in the cup, just sort of see where you're at, basically?
I want Russian.
Oh!
Russian at home? Away.
Yeah. In front of the Wailing Wall.
Our pitch is too big to play them at home.
Best pitch on the island?
Yes.
Got me.
Which name stadium? But I want.
What's the best?
I was about to say it. God, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Brandy.
Balaclava is nice.
Balaclava does sound like old school FA Cup tie.
Are we going to reveal our fun fact?
Oh, we should do, but I've left the numbers upstairs.
I can remember it.
Oh, go on.
So, you might, regular listeners to the podcast, all three of you, may remember we had quite a heated debate of the week about which pitch is closest to the sea in the Isle of Man. Now, yeah. You guys want to have a guess at this one?
Closest to the sea?
Yeah.
Kurt Michael.
Now,
yeah, I'd say that.
Kurt Michael. Now, Sam said Ballaclan, didn't you?
I did.
And I laughed at him. I said, Samuel, you were talking out of your elf backside. Yeah. And he said, no.
Which was weird, because I wasn't wearing
that. Yeah. So we went on the Googles, didn't we?
We did.
And there's a distance tool, and there's only 2 metres between the two in distance. One was 278.
Yeah.
And one was 276.
Yeah.
276 is, Sam?
That was Ramsey.
No, it was Michael, wasn't it?
Michael.
Yeah. And Ramsey's 2 seconds, and only 2 metres, isn't it?
Yeah, it depended where you do it from. If you do it from the centre of the goal,
yeah.
Ramsey is closer by like 4 metres.
Yeah.
And if you do it from the corner, then Michael's closer.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because we don't think there's that much difference in their pictures.
Yeah.
But according to the Googles...
So, you can go home and bore your family and friends with that fact that Michael United's pitch is the closest to the sea in the Isle of Man. Did we should be checking the others out?
Well, we ruled several out for reasons of being quite landlocked. Moran, I wasn't that concerned with.
Yeah, has got a stream running next to it.
It has, and I think that's the Doo, is it there? Yeah. So,
but perhaps that could be our next one, which is next to a body of water.
Who did we decide to put the closest pub to it?
Ooh, we need to do that's one for next week.
Yeah,
that may be one for the Christmas quiz.
Yeah, it will be actually.
That might be one for the Christmas quiz.
Yeah,
good plug that. When are we doing that?
So that's getting recorded soon.
Yeah.
And going out the weekend before Christmas. That'll be around about the 22nd, 23rd of December.
Is that in the Christmas quiz? The closest pub to...
It may be.
Might be.
Get it added, Sam.
So you don't know which club or which pub.
It's definitely Colby. Colby Glen, anyway. So yeah, leave it to the quiz.
No, you are.
It's definitely Colby.
No.
We'll find out. Right, Adam, can you... He's not here, but he's left some questions, hasn't he? Tom Curfew.
Oh, he has indeed, yeah. Danny, you said then that you're about staying up if you go up, and sort of how that might go. Are you going to be there? And that is Tom's question. Are the rumours regarding you leaving Cast Town accurate? Townkeeper Adam Kinvig said you're fed up with the club. Is this true?
He's throwing sauce under the bus there, isn't he?
Not
good journalism.
In his absence, yeah.
There's a few rash words after a bit of a falling out, but if I'd be staying there, and if we go up, I'll definitely be staying at Cast Town. Yeah.
So you said in the past that if they go up, you're not gonna, you won't be interested, and that'll be you.
No,
have you not said that?
No.
I thought I remembered seeing that.
When did you say that the pack?
Minister, did you not say?
I've definitely seen that. The second question is, if the first question is accurate, which club would you choose as your next? It's not accurate, but if you did leave Cast Town, what would your next? What club would you choose?
No idea.
And why is it Colby?
That's not actually what Tom asked. Tom said he thinks you'd look good in maroon and gold.
With a number 9 on your back.
I don't think Haggy would be happy with that, but yeah.
Maybe Tom wants you in the combo with him.
I'd be honest.
Final question from Tom, man.
Why were you so aggressive at Colby Soccer? Colby Soccer Sixes on a Sunday night. You're the worst player I've ever had to rest. Sunday night, Danny. You should be a bit more.
I know, but the man refs games with his eyes closed. He's useless.
Fair enough.
That's good with the trail.
Right. Last final question from FC Alman star
and former Castletown star, don't forget, Mikey Williams.
And Russian. He's tread the path.
He has gone to the Whale of Water.
Gone along the bypass. He says...
Mikey Williams asks, is Luke Chalker the most technically gifted player at the club?
Yeah.
Luke Chalker.
By far. Yeah. When he gets the ball, it's like Messi.
I did see his Luke's reply to this. He said he's got 2 left feet, I think. Didn't he? So,
Mike, I would expect a better from the other.
Highly valuable though in the Manx footy, because there's a dearth of left footed players.
True.
Is it?
Yeah, I've noticed this. There's more teams playing with a right sided player on the.
Who plays left back for you guys? Or do you not play left back? You play
three. Adam Lane plays.
He's right footed, isn't he?
He's right footed.
There you go.
Dennis Irwin.
Good reference.
That's an Aaron Alcott reference. Give him a shout.
One last question in from Callum Harding. Danny, how do you feel about being in your brother's shadow?
He is a quality footballer as well. I ask him probably most weeks to come back, but there's just no chance.
So quite literally as well, isn't he taller?
He is, yeah, he's massive. Man's built like a fridge freezer.
Where are you from, Shane?
It's my duty. I've been told to do this.
Remember Roy Keane in the game. It's his job. Right, let's look ahead to Saturday's games, starting with a massive game in Andreas, Dave. We have the Plum Properties Railway Cup semi-final, rearranged, obviously, after last week was called off, between Ayr United and St Mary's. Our cheeky little 1:15 kick-off in this, in case it needs the additional 30 minutes. Sam, you're setting the... you're going up there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, well, sorry, Dave, what do you think?
Okay. Well, just fingers crossed this game's going to go ahead, because obviously the weather's not looking great. It won't be switched to the ball this weekend if it is called off. We've still got the other weekend on the 16th to possibly fit it in. Anyway, in terms of the way this game will go, similar to the league meeting a couple of weeks ago, I think Ayr won that one. I think was it 4-1.
He's not torn them out.
It was the great page he was going to not make any noise.
Yeah, I think similar to the league meeting, I think Ayr will probably win this, but it will be close.
Sam?
I stick with what I said last week. I think Ayr will just edge Mary's out.
Danny, obviously, you've had a bit of time out of the Premier League now, but Ayr are absolutely on fire this season. 33 points from 11 games, haven't dropped a point. They just—I think they finished was it all seventh last season?
Yeah, some turnaround.
Yeah, but obviously they'll face one of our clubs, Peel, in the final if they get through. Do you think they will beat Chimeras on Saturday?
Yeah, I think they'll continue the 100% record and win another game here. So,
Rob, any hope for St Mary's?
No, I think Ayr will batter them. I hope so.
We haven't used the word battered for a while, haven't we?
Not if I'm St Mary's, are you?
No, not after last year.
Adam.
I'm a big believer in 100% records, so it's going to carry on. It's one of those.
What does that even mean?
What? Let's get that on a t-shirt.
Has that ever been said before?
You know how we keep saying about merch? Yeah. I'm a big believer in 100% records.
I can't argue with that. I think... What's the weather's not great, is it, Dave? I don't want to spoil David's weather, which you've been probably going to record from a secret location later, but... I think it's going to be a muddy day up there. I think it might level things slightly. I think Ayr will probably just sneak this, but I don't think it'll be the battering that young Mr. T is.
The unknown factor though is if Sam turns up with his elf costume on, it might put them off a little bit, so you might get confused as a St Mary's player.
I think I'd spur them on.
Yeah. I'll pay you a fiver to wear that to the game. Tenner.
Done.
He was going to do it for a fiver.
Are you familiar with the concept of auctions?
750, Sam.
Shake hands on camera, please.
750.
To wear that to the game on Saturday.
He's got his suit. You know he's got a suit.
I don't think he's got a suit. The Christmas suit.
Wear that then.
I can't because the suit's coming out. That's a special surprise for the...
Yeah, to be fair.
You've ruined it now.
You do want to get mud on that.
No.
Oh, right.
Yep, grand wear this.
750. Yeah. If it's on. I'm not paying 750 if it's not on.
What, just wearing it home?
Yeah, just sat there.
You know, just go standard Andreas when it's like this. Definitely. No context.
Can't do that, man.
Man, this is cool. Loitering got the Andreas. Adam made me do it for £7.50.
You've
got to stick with 100% record, haven't you? Right, let's move on to the four games in the top flight on Saturday, starting at where should we go, Dave? The game you're thinking of breaching your lungs with at Moran and Braddon.
Yes, I was at the reverse fixture of this at Victoria Road. Braddon were 1-0 up in this, but Moran got the win thanks largely to Corliss' late penalty save. Moran, yeah, I think they're doing okay at the moment. I think they'll probably get the points in this one. Keep close.
Round win. Adam?
Yeah.
You don't have to go full curfew on this one, so you don't have to have 20 minutes about why.
He's not here this week, so I don't really have to get bashed him as much as I normally do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for a home win, I think.
Home win?
Yeah.
Rob?
I think probably a round win as well.
You played Braddon last year. They haven't really changed their squad.
No, they're quite young.
Yeah, I was going to say, make you guys look geriatric. So,
it's a big game this though, isn't it?
Massive. Yeah. Are we calling this a 9-pointer?
Yeah. 12.
Go
for it.
12-pointer. Danny? Who's taking the 12 points home from this?
If you factor in the combi sides, then kind of is, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tom will probably have someone live streaming this game too.
I think he actually does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he is.
Is he genuine?
Yeah.
No surprise.
After agreeing with a £50 bet from Ryan to go down with Tom in the Baltic, I'll go for Brad and win here.
Sam? There's 2 points I want to bring up about this game.
Okay.
First of all, we think Dave is in line for the greatest half-time score in the history of men's football.
Yes, now, Sam had the exclusive on this. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, so it's... I think he's calling them a meatball guard bomb, whatever it is. It's basically like a meatball...
Wait, shouldn't it be a meatball maronata or something?
Ooh, that's quite good.
Ooh. A
you should work in media. It's basically like... It's a like a bap stuffed with like meatballs and filled with cheese and he sticks it in the oven. James Kelly's doing, yeah. So we're looking forward to seeing if they actually turn up on Saturday.
That's too fancy.
Well, Tom promised me, right, when I went there, he promised me beef Wellington. I turned up, it was co-op cooking sausage rolls.
Beef Wellington?
Yeah, I didn't believe it either, but I just thought, you know what, it's got worth trying.
Was he drunk when he told you that? Or?
No, he was quite sober at that point. He was going home to make it and then got drunk playing Monopoly with his
sounds
mates.
About right. Yeah,
which is Moran Monopoly, which he still hasn't brought in.
Yeah.
The other key point was Brad and were out last Saturday on their
Christmas
do. And we've got some fantastic pictures that they put on Twitter of them all dressed up as elves. So we'll just cover up Adam, as we normally do, and put them up here now.
I'm going to enter some stats into this game. So who are you saying before I put the stats on?
I'm going to say, it could go either way. Brian looking really good. I'm around 4-1. There you go.
Brown,
Spirit of Curfew's here.
Haven't won at home this season.
Ooh.
Only one of two teams in the top flight that haven't. And they've only scored 4 in that period. Braddon have they're both locked on 6 points at the bottom of the league at the moment. Braddon have the marginally worst goal difference, having shipped 61 goals in just 13 games.
I've done worse than that.
Yeah, they have won away from home. One of their two wins did come away from home. So if you looked at the barefaced statistics of it all, you might say the Swans were favourites for this one.
Is anyone going to this game?
Me.
Oh,
Adam Tree's completely zoned out
for
the first.
I mentioned meatballs and he just went.
But I think it's going to be. I'm going to sit on the Dave Norton Memorial fence. I reckon this will be a draw and a high scoring draw.
What, like typical men's football, like 4-all, 5-all,
something like that. Yeah, because it was close last time these two met, wasn't it?
2-1, yeah, yeah. So, Sam, you mentioned half time scram. What's it like down Castletown? What's the food and offer down there?
Decent.
Yeah,
I've been injured the past few weeks, so I'm able to have it.
Is decent and you love the sausage rolls. In fact, I think I've done a review previously, so I'll bring it up again now.
Yeah.
Cover animal.
You're a big fan of the Castan mug as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I've got one, yeah.
Yeah. So if you've got one missing,
should be a bit.
Probably not. In fact, if any clubs have realised that they've got a mug gone missing this season, I've got it.
And a strange elf.
I put a picture of your.
It's like a wanted poster every ground on the earth.
You do a little bit like one of the Home Alone bandits, the way bandits move.
Oh, especially with the gloves on.
Yeah. Right, elsewhere in the Premier League this weekend, where should we go next? Peel Corinthians, Dave. Peel, second place at the moment, 3 points behind Ayr, having played a game more. But they will go joint top with the result in this, because obviously Ayr are preoccupied elsewhere in the World Cup, aren't they?
Yeah, it's difficult to sort of predict what Corinthians are going to be like. They've been good at times this season. They've had a couple of injuries. We know Sam will get on to FC Alman later on, when I think Corinthians will be missing a couple. So I think Peel just going to carry on. I think they're going to carry on their title charge, win this.
Did you say joint top if they win?
Yeah, they both have 33 points.
How many games in hand will they have?
Two.
Oh, right, okay, because I said they were going to win the league like, 3 weeks ago, so...
Yeah, we keep holding to this.
Home win, though, I think they're going to keep up the pressure on Ayr.
Actually, with goal difference, Peel go at top.
Yeah, that's just really stupid prediction. Far too soon. But,
Rob, what are you thinking in this one, Peel?
Yeah, it's got to be, I think. I hope Peel win.
Mm. You're not a fan of the Corinthians?
No, I just like Peel. For some reason.
Danny, one of your former clubs here.
Yeah, I think Peel will win that.
They got a bit between the teeth. Good win in the Railway Cup semis last week against Ramsey.
What you say 3 years, Sam? Sorry.
I was going to say, I looked at the FC Man squad and I can't remember who's in it. And it was going to reflect on how I said about this game. So I was trying to mime to Dave. Can you check the squad for me?
I can tell you that Dan Simpson is in the FC Man squad. Okay. So that's where the good
is. Anyone else?
Danny Gerrard's in the squad, Whitley and Doyle's back in the squad.
Okay, yeah, so Peel are going to win this.
Do Peel have any FC Alman players?
I don't think they do, actually.
No, not at the moment. Gale, so they stay with Peel.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any.
Actually. No, so I think that's probably helping them. And Ayr, to a certain extent, they've got the consistency of selection every week. There is some transfer news around Cricketham, so Sam Newton was exclusively revealed to you in 1886 last week.
Don't exaggerate, it was Jax. So Tom Curfey came over to me very excited last Saturday night.
Nothing unusual about that.
Nope. I can't say that. what excited him was that he was told that a certain Luke Murray signed on for St John's. And we have checked on the FA website, and it is right, he has.
So he's not played this season, has he, I don't think, Dave?
No, not as far as I'm aware.
So I don't know how quick this move will bring fruition, but yeah, a big signing, that.
Yeah, well, St John's only got one game now between here and the new year, because of just how the fixtures have sort of fallen for them. So we don't know, when.
Don't know where.
We'll see Luke in the yellow and blue. But
isn't that kind of like Mbappe signing for Bournemouth? Is that similar?
Not really. No.
Is it not?
That's a hell of a sign.
It's more like Mbappe signing for, I don't know, like Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's a bit too nice, isn't it?
Morgan.
Brighton.
Morgan. Bournemouth's not a bad shout, actually.
Yeah, because they do well.
Has Luke played this season or not?
No. So so we'll be interested to see if he does get some game time, but yeah, big move, by
massive news.
Peel Crimpton, Sam.
Oh, Peel.
Are we all going Peel? Yeah, I think so as well. Peel. Just look at the table. Big points for difference between them.
I just think there's that many players out of that Corinthians team that've gone to FC Island, then it's going to be a problem for them this week.
Peel top scorers in the league, only lost one at home this season. Yeah, although Corinthians unbeaten away from home.
Ooh.
Three wins and two draws, so that record will come to an end if Peel do get the points this week.
Corinthians will be desperate to win. They lost to Corinthians to St John's, sorry, last time out, and their game against Rushden was called off last week, so yeah, they'll be chomping at the bit.
Elsewhere, Union Mills take on Laxey up at Ice Station Zebra, or Gary Moore as otherwise known. Dave, Laxey seem to be getting back to form. They're up to fifth now. Mills, on the other hand, has just got their head above the relegation waters, 2 points up, better off than the aforementioned Miranda Brand.
Surprising this with Mills. I thought they'd be doing better this season. Obviously, they had a great year last year. But yeah, Laxey, I mean, Sam, you watched them play under the floodlights a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? Laxey looked like they're finding their feet again.
They did. I also watched the reverse picture of this, which was probably one of the best games of the season. There was the 5-4 Ryan Gartner game.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Which was just absolutely insane. Either can get a result in this, though. I reckon probably just Laxey, just thinking in the right vein of form at the minute. And I think Brody should be back as well after his
suspension. Yeah.
Oh, actually, did they play? Yeah, they should. He should be back. Yeah. So, yeah.
Danny, Union Mills or Laxey, do you fancy in this one?
I think Laxey will win that, I'd say.
Rob?
We played them both in pre season. Laxey battered us. But I'm going to go for a draw.
Pretty sure Union Mills was 7-1 as well, wasn't it?
No, we beat Mills, didn't we?
No, that was their combi.
So can't.
Adam?
I don't think they've shaken off the curse now.
I think they have shaken the curse. It's taken them a few weeks, but they seem
to. Do you reckon they're going around telling everybody else to just not go on the podcast?
Well, I don't think word's got that far because these lads came in.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the away win, I think.
Did you reckon?
I went with Laxey win, I think.
I'm going to say, I think the weather might play a factor in this one. It's going to be blowing a hoodie.
It will be.
So I think it'll be. I'm going to sit on the Dave Norton Memorial Fence for that.
I mean, it's now called the Andy Dalrymple Memorial Fence.
No,
it is. You're sitting on it every week at the moment.
To be fair, I just think Max football's close. final game in the Premier League sees Douglas Royal take on St George's this weekend, 9th and 10th respectively in the Cadillac Premier League. Royal have played 3 games more though, Dave. Now I suppose it's just a case of what St George's team turns up, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
if they've had their snack sandwich that week,
that's true. And I've got to apologise to Royal. I think last week on the podcast we all predicted they would lose, and they won. So shows you how much we know.
It was Aspridge too far.
Yeah,
that was
it. Hattie's headline, and Hattie will be at this game this weekend. As you mentioned, Geordie's just not quite sure. At the moment, they certainly don't have Ben Wilkinson and Jacob Crook because they're in the SDL Man team. I think Royal, home advantage as well, I think they'll get the points.
Adam?
I'm going to go for the first ever 0-0.
That's bold. I do, your punditry is always bold, I tell you that. that's
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it?
Yeah.
Rob, 0-0?
Royal's 3-0.
3-0?
Max Shirley hat-trick.
Max Shirley,
yep.
Dan?
I think Royals will take it.
Sam?
I'm going to go for an old-fashioned Desmond.
2-2.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. I think Royal haven't won at home this season.
So Sato over here.
I reckon this one.
He's basically just the only guy with access to a printer bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
wants to be back, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I think Geordie's a win this 2-1. Heard it here second. Right, DPS Division 2. Let's look ahead to the games. In
Best league in Europe.
Best league in Europe. We'll start off with the lads. You got the always fun trip to Paul Rose. Now, Pulley. Let me consult my table. Bottom of the league, 3 points. Conceded 56 goals. It's suggesting a large away win here, lads. Any doubts amongst yourselves?
I was away for the home leg, and it was grim to watch on Jed Street. It was a close game.
They weren't that bad.
I think it's very hit and miss which squad they have, but I think we'll still win.
What was the score in the reverse game?
2-0. They missed a penalty as well. They hit the post late on. Then we scored in the last minute to kind of make it look a bit more comfortable.
So 1-0 when they missed the pen?
Yeah.
And we only scored in the last minute.
Really?
I do remember that reverse fixture being close. Pulley, again, if I look at my lovely table here, Pulley haven't won at home. And you'd think that's probably where they would have picked up the most points. Only they've only won, get one game full stop. But it's tight pitch down there, isn't it? And it's not, you know, always the crowd quite literally are on top of you at times. So.
We have offered to play at our pitch, but I think they've turned it down. So.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a common theme, actually. A lot of guests say Castletown's one of the best pitches on the island. You guys have done a great job down there.
Yeah.
Why have you offered though?
Because they're probably it's a cold pitch, isn't it? So chances are,
the issue
that the lines will get washed away.
Yeah. Cast down, lads. We all backing them this week.
Yeah.
Not just because they're here, Adam.
Yeah, Pulley. I'm feeling a 2-1 Pulley win.
Spot the Colby fan in the room there.
Dave.
Yeah. I agree with the boys about Pulley. They've had a couple of good performances this season. You know, they tend to pull out of the bag occasionally, but I think Castan will just have too much fly power.
Samuel?
3-2 Castan.
3-2 Castan.
They put up a fight against Foxdale.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I still think Castan, this would be... I'm going to go 3-0. I don't think Pulley will trouble the scorers, but watch me regret that on Monday morning. So, right, elsewhere, should we have a look at Douglas and District Onken, Sam? D&D, we had the lads in a couple of weeks ago. They seemed in quite good form, and they reckon they were only a couple of performances away from stringing a good set of results together. So, I don't think they'll get anything out of this one.
No, it'd be a hard game for them. Onken are sort of coming into form at the right time, I guess, if you can ever say that about Angus football.
Yeah.
But D&D do just... They always do have a result in them. So I'm going to go and jump on the Dave Memorial fence and go for a 3-3 draw.
Ooh. Danny?
I think D&D were a team that, again, organised when we played them in pre-season. And I know they got hit by injuries, didn't they, quite badly towards the start of the season. But I still think Onken just too good.
Well,
I reckon they'll win.
I think I'll be a 3-0 draw as well.
3-0?
Yeah.
Popular this week. Adam?
I think Onken are probably going to start getting the run together now because I fancy them to go up. So I'm going to have to go Onken.
Dave?
I'm going to join the guys on the fence. I'm going to say it's a draw.
Well, I'll just give you some stats.
There you go. Just to disprove the draw.
Onken have only lost once away from the Nipissing this far, so far this season. D&D are the league's lowest scorers with 15 goals in 10 games. I think that highlights what Danny was saying about the injury problems. They have not really found a natural goal scorer. Although I did see Mark Quirk, I'm not going to take away from Combi Corner, but Mark Quirk hit a milestone for them this week.
He certainly has, yeah.
So I just think Onken will win this one, 2-3 now.
Where are D&D in the league?
Ninth. Firmly rooted in lower mid table.
Can you be firmly rooted in lower mid table?
100%. Records. What was the quote? I forgot already.
I'm a big believer
in being rooted in
absolutely
rooted in mid-table.
Got that on t-shirt as well.
Yeah. Right, Derby of Swords, Dave Wright Cobb versus Michael United up at Skilry Gorry and the home of Bovril and the Hatch. Wright Cobb have had a tough season, yet they're still eighth.
Yeah, you watched UT last week, didn't you?
I did. They lost 7-4 to Colby, yeah.
That's a Manx scoreline.
Oh, it was superb. I would say it was end-to-end. I think we probably had the better of the game, just a few mistakes at the back for Colby. I didn't think they were great,
But I feel like most teams I've watched at Station Fields play Cobham this season have not thought great, because they said Pulley were
quite solid. Have you adjusted your standards?
No, honestly, no. I'm a football lover, so I go and watch football and I just, you know, admire it.
Yeah, but you're comparing it to, like, you're no, it's Liverpool and going, these boys are rich shit.
No, I'm not.
You're
getting
pressured here, isn't it?
No, I didn't think much of Rykop, and obviously I think Michael will go up as well, so it'd be quite a comfortable away win, maybe 4 or 5.
Lads, do you think, could Michael slip up here, or no? Are you looking with heavy brow? Do you think it's going to be a Michael win?
Rykop aren't any good.
Danny?
I think Liam Kane could score 5 here.
Yeah. Could be an important game in the Silver Boot race.
I think that's got his name on it already.
Michael Marks back from last week.
Stats fans. Rykob have conceded 52 goals already this season, which is not the most in the league. That's Paul Rose, who these chaps are playing on Saturday. So Philly Boots, Danny.
That's complaining.
Right, elsewhere, we go to Foxdale. Sam, against your old called Governors, the 60 Minutes, as we think their nickname should be, because they're in games for an hour and then suddenly fall apart.
Yeah, funnily enough, I was chatting to one of the lads in the smoking area in 86.
This could be the problem.
This exact topic came up. He was like, yeah, oh, they won't come on the pod next year, though, so that's good. This exact point did come up that. So they're getting fitter, because it used to be like 55 minutes, now it's 65.
Got extra 5 minutes in the can.
Yeah, so give it, like, you know,
another 18 months. By the end of the season.
Yeah, that's about right, to be fair. We always play better at the end of the season. But I can't see anything other than a Foxdale winning, unfortunately.
And again, lads, is being another win for your promotion rivals?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Chatwood hit a few?
If it goes ahead. Yeah. Obviously, we're assuming it'll go ahead for this prediction, but... yeah, Foxdale will win it if it does go.
Rob?
I think it'll be close, but just Foxdale.
Just Foxdale?
We only just beat Governors. So.
Got it in 60 minutes.
I think they were well drilled when we played them. Yeah. Like, ridiculously good compared to what they were last season.
That was impressive against Governors. Yeah. They were really good. But then when it got to 60 minutes, I remember quite well. Gus player coming off and literally going for a fight straight away. I thought, yeah. And then
so it's not just me.
Three after that. So
Foxdale win?
Yeah.
Same,
Foxdale win. Yeah. If it goes ahead, as Danny says. The Adam Morton Derby down at Tramode this week. So Jim's his second favourite club, take on Colby, his favourite club.
I was thinking of going, and then I thought it's probably a bad idea, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you have been approached by a Jim's.
Yeah, since I was last on the pod, it was the awards for excellence, yeah. And in the after party there afterwards, Dave approached with some fella and said.
He's a big bloke as well.
He was.
Well, this guy approached me in the toilets, which was a bit weird. But but yeah, he obviously. He obviously recognises us off the podcast somewhere. And
he was like, the back of your head.
Yeah. And he's like, where's Adam Morton? And so I introduced you. And the look of horror on your face when you found out he was from Jim.
Well, the first thing you said is that this is the guy who plays with Jim. And I was like, oh god, my head dropped. I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble here.
Is this all going on in the toilets, the villa?
No. What did he say? Bang on, you call us abysmal, that's fair. No,
I don't really know what he was talking for a good 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a while.
About all sorts, about everything, about life, Manx football, everything, the works.
So did he say to you, you're harsh?
Your best friends
are. No, he actually said he didn't really have any animosity towards me, which I was quite... Surprise, yeah. I thought he was going to
bat
me on the spot.
It's almost like it's amateur football and none of it really matters.
Well, that's why I do it.
Colby winning this one, innit?
From what I've seen of Jim, yeah, I think we will, yeah.
Daddy, one of your former clubs, do we think?
I'm going to go for a Jim's win. I actually thought they were good when we played them as well, but I think this could just be a trend of us not playing well.
Rob?
Yeah, Jim's win.
Sam?
Colby,
yeah. I think that's probably
Colby,
fair.
Yeah.
Sensible one, go for Colby, yeah.
Right, what else have we got today? So, should we go into, what do we do next?
FCL man?
Yeah, why not?
Go on. Do you want to record this at a late date?
No, I'll just wing it.
Okay.
Dave, pass me your phone. So, yeah.
Seamless.
Yeah, this week they are home to Barnswick Town. Lovely part of the country, Barnswick. Fantastic coach facilities. Interesting. Charlie Higgins is back in.
Right.
So last week was just an unmitigated shit show, quite frankly.
Right.
Started off really well. For 96 seconds, they were fantastic. And then after that, they just couldn't do anything in the final third, unfortunately. The lads just wasn't linking up. They got on quite well. Up to that point, it just couldn't click. And then there was this bizarre situation where they conceded two penalties. The first one, Ben Wilkinson, well, he divvied on it a little bit. Second one wasn't his fault. And then the third goal was just genuinely bizarre.
Dodgy free kick.
It was definitely a free kick. It's like, you know, dying embers of the game sort of thing. And they defended a free kick with like a two-man wall, and it was just curled into the bottom corner. And it was just sort of like Sam stood next to Rob Pritchard. He was just like trying to explain it on the radio. And he's like, I don't know what has just happened. And it was just weird. But so this week, Doyle's back, Charlie's back. So I think last week, to be fair, they struggled a little bit with attacking intent. There wasn't that there. So just looking up for this week, yeah, they should have a decent enough game. Also got moved last week till 5 o'clock. So I think that earlier kickoff affected people. Morgan blames early kickoffs on Saturdays.
He does.
And, this is going to be a problem. But yeah, looking at the squad, it's pretty decent. What's Doyle's back in. Charlie's back in, Onshar, Dean Pinnerton. So yeah, they go into it hopefully looking to bounce back. Thankfully last week, because of the way everyone else in England was called off, they haven't actually dropped down the league much, well, any at all really. So and that was basically their game in hand. So they're sort of going into this level where they were last week. So let's see what they can do. But that's on Saturday night, and I might be back on the mic, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because he's emceeing at the moment.
That's it, because Mr. Palmer's somewhere else.
Yeah,
so hopefully Mr. Palmer's back this week.
Saying to you the other day, podcast curse could possibly be a case for SEO.
Oh, that's a shout as well.
They won when we were there, but since then,
terrible.
It's been really bad. So
we picked up the home runner fixtures, and they haven't picked up any points yet. So.
Well, you know, I mean, we've been blamed for things before.
And we'll be blamed for things again.
Yeah.
So
the sooner we accept that.
Anyway, there goes my attempt pretending that I'd
done some research
for this podcast. Cheers,
so,
Dave.
So,
cheers, Sam.
Should we go from the sublime to the ridiculous and comedy corner?
Yes, we'll just insert that here. There was a much reduced fixture list in the combination leagues last weekend, with only three games kicking off in Canada Life Combination 1. Unfortunately, one of those matches, the Russian v Corinthians game at Kurutlawi, was abandoned after a Corinthians player suffered a bad injury and had to be taken to hospital. A special mention to Ash Blake for helping the player in question. Best wishes for a speedy recovery. I think he's doing okay. Elsewhere, Ramsey closed the gap on leaders St Mary's thanks to a 3-0 win at Union Mills, courtesy of a Nathan Crane brace and a Ryan Kelly strike. And the only other game to go ahead in Combi 1 saw Moran move up to the lofty heights of fifth place, thanks to a 3-0 win at home to Laxey, with the goals being scored by Noah Dale Beaton, Hugo Hughes and Ethan. Come and get it if you're ready. Ready. In DPS Limited Combination 2, Old Boys opened up a 4-point lead at the top thanks to a 7-2 victory over Castletown at Blackberry Lane. Liam Buckley and Bobby Hardy both scored twice and were joined on the score sheet by Aaron Larracy, James Bookeris and Ryan Healy. Connor Thompson, James Parker and Aaron Field netted for the visitors. And the only other match in this division saw D&D record their biggest win for over 15 years when beating Malou 12-1. Starring for D&D was Mark Quirk, who scored 5 goals in a single game for the second time, therefore surpassing the 100-goal landmark. He has been the club's combi scorer no fewer than 4 times, and he scored a club record 29 goals in 17 combi games in the 2018-19 season. Also getting in on the act last Saturday was Ben Hall with his 3rd D&D hat-trick, while Sean Jones marked his return to the squad with a goal, and they were joined on the score sheet by Will Smith, a debut goal for Adrian Scribucher, and Paul Surgeon's first goal in more than 8.5 years.
That was tremendous, as always.
It's all about the jingle, to be honest.
You can really tell you do research on that.
I do, as much as Sam does for FCL, man.
Dave reads the weather?
Yeah, we'll do that here as well.
Dave reads the weather!
Unfortunately, and it won't come as a surprise for most of you, but it's not looking great on the weather front. Today, Friday, we'll see occasional showers, which will be heavy at times and possibly merging into longer spells of rain. It'll be dry for a time overnight, but the heavy rain will arrive later on. So Saturday will dawn wet with heavy rain at first, which will hopefully clear later in the day, but it will be windy with gales or severe gales likely for a time during the afternoon and evening. so I suspect there'll be a few postponements tomorrow, although you never know. By the way, the extended forecast predicts a 90% chance that Tom will be arrested in Amsterdam this weekend.
Right, that's about it for this week's podcast. Any other business?
The Women's Floodlit Cup continues this Sunday. There's actually three games this weekend.
Whoa!
I know, it's a rarity.
Three?
I know.
A triple header.
So we've got Castletown v Royal at the ball at 2:10, Peel v Onkin also at the ball at 3:40, and then in the late kickoff, Crinsmills v Maloo at 5:00 at the ball.
To be fair, there was a good chance that's going to be the only foot he played this weekend.
It could be, yeah. After that weather forecast.
Yeah.
It's not looking good.
It's like, yeah. You're just like Mystic Meg, Dave, aren't you? Just look into the future. Look into the future. Go on to the weather.gov or gov.im weather.
/weather. Okay. 5-day forecast and copy and paste, and that's all I do. So. Well, it's about time we got our guests to read out the weather. I'm still campaigning for
it. I'm not doing another jingle.
No. Adam, any other business this week?
No. Just recommend to all the listeners, wrap up warm. Get me cold. There you go.
Sam, any other business?
This public service announcement was brought to you by your friends at the Max Footy Pod. No, just, you know, like Adam says, everyone have a good time. And if anyone in Amsterdam sees Tom Curfee, please return him to 18 Finch Road, Douglas, Isle of Man, whatever the postcode is.
Yeah, I don't know the postcode. I'm sure if we got that far,
I'm sure, yeah. He'll get back.
Right, lads, thanks so much for coming in. Danny, Rob, hope you've enjoyed it. It wasn't as bad as you were hoping.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck for the weekend and good luck for the rest of the season. The Mighty Mets, I'm sure, will come again as the time. So
yeah, and hopefully by then the stadium will be renamed after Pat.
Yeah, we should start. What's that? You can do those online things, can't you? Where you...
YouGov, whatever they're called.
Change.org?
We'll do a change.org and make it happen.
I'll get millions of signatures for that.
Precisely. Yeah. Most popular man in Castor. Right, until next week.
Ta-ta for now.
Cheers, lads.
Good,
that. Firstly, I want to know that Rob had a couple of beers before we came here.
It's alright, we were having beers on.